and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Annette Rosen. Today we're talking to Josh Miller, who over the last 40 years or so has always shared the house with his wife Rena and a variety of animals. These animals have had a special role in Josh's life, especially over the last few years as his vision and mobility have deteriorated as a result of diabetes. And so welcome, Josh, to our program. Let's start with you telling us a little bit about the various animals you've had in your life. And
well, we've always had dogs the whole time that we've lived in this house. We started off with a teacup poodle called Fluffy. Then we had several other dogs. And a particularly energetic dog was a Jack Russell called Radar because he had huge ears.
Yeah.
And now we've got another teacup poodle called Digger. I felt that he needed a strong name because he's such a small dog. You know, we've also had birds, two ringneck parrots from India. One was hand-raised and was very affectionate.
Yes.
The other one was not quite as affectionate, was much more his own master, as it were. We also had mice because my wife ran a childcare center, and the mice were interesting for the children, and they helped clean the cage and hold them and just interact with them. We've also had several goldfish.
Right. And what was the role of the goldfish?
I think the goldfish was just something that Rena liked and the children also appreciated.
Right.
The goldfish was a very bright coloured fish in the tank and the kids liked to watch it swim and feed it and just generally just one more animal to interact with.
Yes, so the kids got a benefit from that.
Yeah. Yes.
And well, going back to you in particular, we've done a lot of stories on dogs and we know dogs and humans who interact so well together and get a lot of comfort and joy from each other. The birds are really interesting. How did you come by the two birds?
Well, we went to a wedding in Melbourne and the bride and groom got a present of a cage and two birds.
As a wedding present?
Yes.
Right.
And the bride was totally averse to birds. She really didn't like birds at all. So Rena put up her hand and said, we'll take them. And we had to go and buy a small transport cage. And we brought them up to Sydney. And we've had them for about 15 years. And the birds were hand-raised birds. And were very affectionate, and the kids liked to watch them. On occasion, they were a bit noisy, but otherwise, they were very nice. We brought them in at night into the family room, and they were allowed out. So they walked around the floor, and they actually interacted very little with the dog that we had. They both had their own territory, as it were.
So did they more or less ignore each other?
Yes. But I enjoyed having the birds because they used to sit on my shoulder and nibble at my ear. And I have a gold chain around my neck that fascinated the birds. It was just a nice thing to have these birds be comfortable with me and me being comfortable with them.
And as you started to lose some of your mobility and some of your vision, do you think that the birds played a more significant role in your life?
Look, the mobility wasn't a problem, really, but the vision caused me some limitations. But the birds, I could always find the birds by the noise they made.
Yes.
And the fact that they sat on my hand or on my shoulder and were sort of part of my life was very comforting.
I can see that. And I know you've always been very actively involved in looking after the birds and caring for them in general.
Yes, we used to put paper in their cage and feed them and generally look after them.
What would you say about other people in your situation? Would you encourage them to also get birds?
Look, I think birds or any animal can become a positive part in your life. Animals are so appreciative of what we give them and what they give us. You know, they're sort of, there's no judgment from the animals. They accept us totally, no matter what. They give their love, we give them our love. And it's just such a warm, positive interaction that unfortunately you don't often get, you don't always get from human beings.
Yeah.
But the animals are totally accepting of you no matter what.
That's so true. And I don't really know a lot about birds. So did you find that that was the same with the birds? I know that dogs are very unconditional.
Yes, the birds as well. When in the morning, when I used to let them out of the cage, the yellow one, I had a yellow and a green one, the yellow one used to go into the top of the cage and lean over towards me, waiting for me to come and pick it up and stroke it and hold it in my hand. It used to sit on my hand, on the top of my head. It was so trusting, so sure of the fact that nothing would happen to it, that it was really, for me, it was very, very positive interaction.
That's interesting that you say that it was so trusting, that that was what was really important to you. It's so special to have that trusting relationship.
Look, for example, when we got our current dog, she had been abused by her former owner. And for the first 3 or 4 months, the dog would not come near me. It would walk around the edge of the room to avoid me. And very slowly, we build up a relationship and a trust. And now, she's really we're part of her life and she's part of our life.
Yeah.
We can't imagine not having her.
That makes it even more special because you actually needed to work on that trust.
You know, I mean, if I sit down on the couch, she's right there next to me begging to be picked up. And she curls up next to me and totally accepting and trusting.
Yes, that's a very warm, lovely feeling.
It is. It's something that you can get from most animals.
And that's had the biggest impact on your life in the relationship with them.
When you look at other people, you make snap judgments, you make assumptions. The animals, whether they be a bird or a dog or, I don't like cats, but I'm sure a cat as well.
Yes.
They accept you for what you are. There's no judgment. There's no preconception.
I understand that.
So it's really unconditional.
Unconditional love. It's interesting, isn't it? That's so important to all of us to have that unconditional love, and no matter what's going on in our life.
It is a real constant that you can count on.
When things are changing all the time, it's lovely to have that.
When we come home and the dog has been outside, we let her in, she's so happy to see us, so warm, so excited
yeah.
that we're home.
That's really interesting to hear that, and just to realise that the animals, what they're giving, basically we all want the same thing, just that acceptance.
The other benefit that I think you can get from an animal is the fact that you have obligations. It forces you to do things, to take them for a walk, to go out, to make sure that they're healthy, that you're feeding them. So, in fact, it gives you a sense of caring for someone, which often for an older person or for a disabled person, they need that extra push to be involved.
Yes, I suppose. If you're often having people helping you, you do tend to lose that sense of, does anybody need me?
That's right. So this gives you a sense of purpose as well.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your own experience with animals?
I've always enjoyed having animals around me and with me. I can't think of anything negative about animals. We're downsizing, and one of the conditions that we made sure of is that we can take our dog with us. I would just encourage you to have an animal, but to be sure that it's an animal that you can come to terms with, you know. Don't buy a big dog and move into a small apartment.
Make a responsible decision.
Think about the animal as well as you. Birds are a dog, definitely.
Josh, thank you so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
You've been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks, and research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Annette Rosen. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.